إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. Indeed all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. And we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. And whoever Allah wills to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I also bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is the worship of Allah and his final messenger. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter the best of speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدى هدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَإِنَّ شَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. The most evil affairs are those matters which people have innovated and introduced into Islam. Because every innovation is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is misguidance. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. عباد الله, أيها المسلمون, Allah Jalla fil Ula, He sent the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a time in which the clouds of darkness and the clouds of oppression and misguidance had covered the lands. The people had forgot their Creator. The people disbelieved in the One who provided for them. The people at that time upon the face of the earth, they had deviated away from the religion of Allah. And because of this deviation, they began to oppress each other and transgress against each other. So justice was lost and oppression became widespread. So the woman in that society, in that time, she was belittled. And the poor was exploited. And the weak remained weak. And the black, he was hated. And the wars between the tribes and the nations, they carried on one after the other. And in this time, Allah Jalla fil Ula, He sent His noble messenger. And He sent him with this great religion of Al-Islam. And He revealed with Him and He sent with Him the noble book Al-Qur'an in order to save the people and take them out from this darkness to the light. So Islam, it came. This divine message. Islam came with rulings and ahkam based upon justice in order for the truth to be established and for the falsehood to be falsified. And in order to rectify the two abodes of a person, the dunya and the akhirah. And Allah said in the Quran, وَيُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ, that Allah wills to justify the truth with His words. وَيَقْطَعَ دَابِرَ الْكَافِرِينَ, and to cut off the roots of the people of al-kufr. لِيُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ وَيُبْطِلَ الْبَاطِلِ, so the truth is triumphed and the falsehood is falsified. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ, even if the criminals, they do not like it. And Allah said in the Quran, أَلِفْ لَامْ رَى كِتَابٌ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ, أَلِفْ لَامْ رَى, a book which we have revealed to you. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, so you can take the people out of darkness and take them to the light. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, with the permission of their Lord. إلى صراط العزيز الحميد, to the path of Al-Aziz Al-Hamid. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, He spoke about darkness and light. He said, من الظلمات إلى النور, from darkness to light. And the darkness is kufr, disbelief. Because whilst a person is upon disbelief, he is confused. He doesn't know where he is going. He doesn't have an objective upon this earth. Like a person who walks at night in darkness, confused, doesn't know where the path is. And then he said, إلى النور, to the light, meaning the light of Islam. Because Islam clarifies the path. Islam brings a person out of confusion. So Islam and Iman, it was called light. And Allah said, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق. He is the one who has sent his messenger with guidance, i.e. knowledge, ودين الحق, and the true religion, meaning righteous actions. ليظهره على الدين كله, so he can make it triumphant over all other religions. ولو كره المشركون, even if the people of shirk, they detest it. So this great religion of Al-Islam, which Allah has honored us with, it came with a message which is comprehensive, far-reaching. The rulings of Islam, they relate to every aspect of a person's life. Spirituality, materialism, social relations and interactions, everything is covered by Al-Islam. And the greatest message with Islam came with is At-Tawheed. And Tawheed is to single out Allah in every aspect of worship. And the greatest forbiddance, prohibition which Islam came with is to stay away from Ash-Shirk. And Ash-Shirk is to direct worship to other than Allah. So only a person of Tawheed enters into Jannah. And a person of Shirk remains in the fire forever. At-Tawheed is the asl of this religion. And it is the asl of every other divine religion which came before Islam. And it was a message which all of the prophets and the messengers came with. It is the core of every single divine book which was revealed. Allah said in the Quran, قُلْ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِي أَعْبُدْ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the people, that are you ordering me to worship other than Allah? أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ. O people of ignorance. وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ. Verily we have revealed to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. And we have revealed to you, to those who came before you, لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ. If you were to commit shirk, if you fall into shirk, لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ. Then all of your actions will be void. وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And you will be from the losers. بَلِ اللَّهُ فَعْبُدْ. بَلِ اللَّهَ فَعْبُدْ. So rather worship Allah. وَكُنْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. And be from those people who are grateful. I grateful for being guided to At-Tawheed. And grateful for being guided to Al-Islam. So this is the greatest teaching of Al-Islam. Tawheed, and to stay away from Ash-Shirk. And from the teachings of Al-Islam is Birr al-Walidain, showing obedience to parents. In a time in which people are neglectful and they are enticed away by materialism, and they forget the rights of their parents, and they forget the rights of their elders, then Allah reminds us with Birr al-Walidain. And in the Quran, He mentions Birr al-Walidain, obedience to parents, after Tawheed. Tawheed comes first, and then Birr al-Walidain comes second in the same ayah. So He said, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. He said, worship Allah alone, and stay away from Ash-Shirk, and show obedience to your parents. First Tawheed, and then Birr al-Walidain. He said, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And your Lord has legislated that you should not worship anybody else besides Allah. and show goodness to your parents. And from the teachings of Al-Islam is for the Muslims to be united, and the Muslims to show affection and love and concern for each other. And this is the foundation upon which success of this dunya and the akhirah is built. And the Sharia warns us from being disunited and differing from each other. And Allah said in the Quran, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on, all of you together, united to the rope of Allah. And do not become disunited. Allah warned us. He said, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا. Do not be like those people. Meaning those people who came before you. And they divided amongst each other. وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِن بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. And they only differed with each other after the evidences had come to them. From the comprehensive teachings of Al-Islam is that Islam strengthens the relationship between a person and his Lord. And this is through As-Salah, the five obligatory prayers. And Islam strengthens the relationship between the people. And this is through giving charity and giving az-zakah. And Allah mentions both of these things in a single ayah and many ayat in the Quran. As-salah and az-zakah in the same ayah. He said, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Say good to the people. Speak in a good way to the people. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ. And establish your religion. وَآتُوا. And establish the prayer. وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ. And give az-zakah. From the comprehensive rulings of Al-Islam is that Islam teaches us to fulfill the rights of the relatives and the orphans and the poor and the slaves and the travelers, and it orders us with tolerance and sabr and patience. And all of these things Allah made it from iman and from a birr, righteousness, and from at-taqwa. And Allah said in the Quran, وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. However, righteousness, it is whoever has iman in Allah. وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. And the final day. وَالْمَلَائِكَ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ. And the angels, and the books, and the prophets. وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ. And from righteousness is to give from the wealth which you love. For who? ذَوِ الْقُرْبَى. Give it to your relatives. وَالْيَتَامَى. And the orphans. وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. The poor. وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ. And the one who is traveling. وَالسَّائِلِينَ. And the one who comes asking from you. Give him from your wealth which you love. وَفِي الرِّقَابِ. And the slaves. Give them from your wealth. وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ. And establish the salah. وَآتِ الزَّكَاةَ. And give الزَّكَاةَ. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ. And also be truthful to your contracts. إِذَا عَاهَدُوا وَالصَّابِرِينَ. And the ones who are patient. All of these Allah made from iman. All of this is from righteousness. All of this is from at-taqwa. From the comprehensive teachings of Al-Islam is that it teaches us to be truthful to our contracts. And to be truthful when we are dealing with each other. In our business dealings. And that we should not lie or cheat and deceive. Allah said in the Quran, in the first ayah of Surah Al-Ma'idah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. O people of Iman, fulfill your contracts. Fulfilling of contracts was made from Iman. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. And Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah, fear Allah, and be from those people who are truthful. From the teachings of Al-Islam, from the comprehensive rulings of Al-Islam, is it teaches us about food and drink. So everything which is halal is beneficial for us. And everything which is harmful for us, Allah has made it haram. Allah said, يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا أُحِلَّ لَهُمْ. They ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what has been made permitted for them? قُلْ. Say to them, أُحِلَّ لَكُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Say to them, the good, pure, beneficial things have been made permitted for you. And Allah said in the Quran, وَيُحِلَّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. He makes the pure things halal for them.
وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ. And as for the impure, dirty, unbeneficial things, then Allah makes it haram from the people. From the teachings of Islam, the comprehensive rulings of Islam is that it orders us with at-tahara, with purity and purification and cleanliness, the purity of the hearts and the purity of the bodies. And Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَّهِرِينَ. Allah loves those people who sincerely repent and they make tawbah, and so their hearts are rectified and purified. وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَّهِرِينَ. And He loves the people of physical purification, those who purify their bodies. So Allah made at-tahara, purity and cleanliness, a way to attain the love of Allah. From those teachings which Islam has come with, is it orders with justice, and it orders with mercy, rahmah, and it orders with the rights of everybody being fulfilled, and the various levels of society, the poor and the rich, all of them are equal, in that every single one of them is deserving of justice, whether this justice is for you or against you, or for your family or against your family. Allah ordered the people of Iman. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ. He said, O people of Iman, be upright upon justice. شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ, witnesses in front of Allah. وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ, even if it is against yourselves. أَوِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ, or against your own parents. وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ, or against your relatives. إِنْ يَكُنْ غَنِيًّا أَوْ فَقِيرًا فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَى بِهِمَا. Whether a person is rich or a person is poor, then Allah is more deserving of this justice. And from the comprehensive teachings of Al-Islam is that it came to protect the wealth of the people. So business has been permitted for us because it is beneficial. Stealing, lying, deceiving, riba, all of this Allah made forbidden. Why? Because it is harmful for the wealth of the people. Allah said, وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعُ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَا. Allah makes trading permitted. Why? Because in trading is your life, is your livelihood. But الرِّبَا وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَا. As for interest and usury, then He has made it haram. Also, Islam came with the teaching of, and it ordered us to protect the honor of the people. So ghiba, backbiting, is haram, and slandering is haram, and spreading rumors is haram, and even a false accusation against another Muslim is not only haram, but if it was done in an Islamic country, then a person would be lashed 80 times in public for a false accusation he made against another Muslim. Why? To protect the honor of the Muslims. Allah said in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْسَنَاتِ. Those people who falsely accuse the decent women, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءِ, and they do not bring four witnesses for what they have accused her of, فَجْلِدُوهُمْ ثَمَانِينَ جَلْدًا, then lash them 80 times. 80 lashes done in public as a lesson for everybody that Islam has come to protect the honor of the people from slandering and lying and false accusations and backbiting. From the comprehensive rulings of Al-Islam is that it protects the lineage of a person, and it protects the honor of children in the future. And for this reason, zina, it was made haram. And not only was adultery made haram, rather the punishment is severe, that if the adulterer and the adulteress were married and then they committed adultery, then they are stoned to death. This is what Islam comes with. And if they were not married, then they are lashed 100 times in public. And why is this? Firstly, to protect the offspring and the lineage of a person, that the lineage, it remains pure from adultery. And also to protect the honor of the children, that this child who is born out of wedlock, the one who is ibn zina, the one who is a child of adultery, in the future people will dishonor him and belittle him. So Allah condemned to death the married man and woman who commits adultery. And Allah condemned the one who was not married to 100 lashes. And for that person to be exiled from his land for a whole year. from the comprehensive teachings of Al-Islam is that Islam came to protect the intellect and the minds of the people. And for this reason, alcohol, it was made haram. And every single intoxicant, it is made haram. And there is punishments for buying or drinking or selling alcohol. And the rich and the poor, the one of high nobility or the one who is of low nobility, all of them are punished with the same punishment. And Allah said in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O people of Iman, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ He said, O people of Iman, intoxicants and gambling and ansab and al-azlam, shooting arrows for good luck, all of this is rijs, it is impurity, it is dirt, it is filthy, min amali shaytan, from the actions, from the handiwork of a shaytan. And from the comprehensive teachings of Al-Islam is that it fostered Islamic brotherhood, that the Muslims to each other, they are like brothers, like a single family, a single ummah, fulfilling each other's rights. And Allah said, innamal mu'minuna ikhwa, that the believers, the people of Iman, they are brothers to each other. How they love each other and advise each other and show mercy and affection to each other, then they are beloved brothers. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, al muslimu akhul muslim, a Muslim, he is the brother of another Muslim. La yadhlimuhu, he does not oppress him. Wa la yahqiruhu, and he does not belittle or mock him. Wa la yakhdhiluhu, and he does not betray him. Ikhwatul Iman, ayyuhal muslimun, these are the comprehensive teachings that Islam has come with. And Islam taught us noble manners, it taught us good etiquette, it taught us righteous actions, it ordered us with honesty and truthfulness, and courage and bravery, and gentleness and leniency, and it orders with shyness and humility and modesty, up until the smile of a face has become charity. طلق الوجه صدقة. A smiling face is charity. And the morsel of food which you put in the mouth of your wife, it is sadaqah. And that which you provide for your children, the food which you place upon the table, this is sadaqah. So this is the religion of Al-Islam. And these are some of the teachings of Al-Islam. And look how comprehensive they are. They cover every aspect of a person's life. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم اغفر لنا بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أيها العباد أهل الإسلام That which has preceded in the first sermon, it shows us the great distinctions of the religion of Al-Islam, the merits of Al-Islam, and how comprehensive the ahkam and the rulings of Islam are, and that they have come to rectify every need of a person. This dunya, the akhirah, your personal needs, your family needs, your relatives, the poor, everything is covered by Al-Islam. So there is no religion like the religion of Islam, which encourages people to think and attracts the minds of the people and encourages people to learn in every field which is beneficial for them. Only Islam. It is only Islam which combines between rulings of spirituality and that which relates to the materialistic matters of our life. Only Islam calls to civilization. Only Islam calls to advancements. Only Islam believes in all of the prophets and the messengers who came. And Islam accepts all of the divine books which came previously. Only Islam has combined everything a person needs, Islam has in it. And only Islam. Only the religion of Islam is built upon ease. Only the religion of Islam is backed up by scientific facts. Only the religion of Islam is proved by technological advancements. Only the religion of Islam is appropriate for every single time and every single place. Only the religion of Islam is moderate, a religion of moderation without any extremism. Only the religion of Islam brings social justice. It is the religion of Islam which gave the woman her right and gave the woman her role, whether she is the mother or the daughter or the sister or the wife, it is Islam which gave her honor. It is only the religion of Islam 1438 years ago which made the black and the white equal, and the Arab and the non-Arab Arab equal. It is only the religion of Islam which encourages us to learn and teach, and makes hiding knowledge a great sin. It is only the religion of Islam which brings these noble manners, those manners which agree with the fitrah, which agree with the instincts of a human being. And it is only the religion of Islam which establishes justice and goodness and mercy. And Allah said, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We have revealed to you a book which details and clarifies everything. And what is our obligation? Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَةً. O people of Iman, enter into Islam completely. Fulfill the rulings of Islam completely. And he condemned al-Yahud wal-Nasara. تُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Because they used to believe in some of the book and they used to disbelieve in some of the book. Allahumma izzana bil Islam. Allahumma izzal Islam wal Muslimin. Wa dhilla shirka wal mushrikeen. Allahumma ansur deenaka wa kitabak. Wa sunnata nabiyyaka wa ibadaka salihin. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al huda wa tuqa wa al afafa wa al ghina. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha. Anta khayru man zakkaha. Anta waliyuha wa maulaha. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. أقم الصلاة.